One. Welcome everybody to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Mike LaPlante, and here with me as always is my other co-host, Michael Bonney. How's it going?
What up?
We are missing our other co-host, Dylan. He is on vacation right now in Arizona visiting the parents. We miss him. Hope he's having fun up there.
He's supposed to be back. He should be here.
Well, he needs to get back sooner rather than later. But, you know, you ready for some football? I mean, we're recording this on Saturday. Normally, we record it on Thursdays. We were a little late getting to this.
You guys can blame LaPlante.
Yep, I will be the scapegoat for this. It's all good. But as we're recording this, Buffalo is playing Denver currently. So we're just going to skip past that game. There's no point. It's not like you're going to get any lineup changes in now. So... You want to jump into some game previews then?
No, I don't. I think we should just call it right now. Bye.
Someone's witty. So we'll start with the later Saturday night game. Carolina at Green Bay.
Can you hear my dad?
Yeah, it's Marge Simpson's sister.
Yeah, I kind of figured. That crazy motherfucker.
But that's all right. That's just Ike's dad, everybody. He's a cool dude.
He's a loud talker.
But the big news with this Carolina-Green Bay game is McCaffrey was officially ruled out. Unfortunately, you're not going to get him for another week of the fantasy playoffs.
DJ Moore's in, though.
Yes, that's good. He's off the COVID list, finally. Maybe he can have one of his boom weeks this week.
Be nice.
But, you know... With this tough Packers secondary, I'm thinking about not playing Teddy Bridgewater this week. I don't know how you guys feel. But with the news of McCaffrey...
There's only one...
Yeah, I mean... I was just about to say it, too. It's
here in spirit.
This is him in spirit, because we're going to be talking about Mike Davis. With McCaffrey being out, it just seems like every week that they're using him just like how McCaffrey would be using this offense, and it just equates to points.
Makes you think, is McCaffrey really all that great?
Yes, he is.
Just a really good fantasy football player.
Both? I think the answer is both. I just don't think he is as great as everyone thinks he is, because this is a part of the offense. They just want to use the running back.
Because Mike Davis looks almost just like him, just not as explosive, I guess, in the run game.
See, but here's the double advocates that I'm finding it hard to believe that it can't just be the scheme. They switched offensive coordinators. I mean, it was Ron Rivera last year, and McCaffrey was doing the same thing. And this year, it's It's Matt Rhule, but he's not the offensive coordinator. It's Joe Brady from LSU. Brady. And I mean, it's almost the same exact offense,
He's playing it like how he did at LSU, where he got Clyde Edwards-Helaire the ball a shit ton. So he likes to use the running back, at least Joe Brady.
And his slot receivers, and that would explain why Curtis Samuels all of a sudden busted out of the scene.
That's just because Teddy Bridgewater, he doesn't feel safe necessarily throwing the deep ball. So he keeps it in between the numbers where that's legit his bread and butter. That's why you see Curtis Samuel catching a lot and why you see Robbie Anderson with more targets than DJ Moore.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis Samuel's coming off a week of 9 targets last week with 7 receptions for 68 yards. I mean, that's a solid week. He's like any...
DJ was also out, though, so...
Yeah, that's true. But you like any receiver that gets 9 targets. But with DJ Moore in, like I said, this is a tough secondary, so he's not going to do a whole lot, I think, in my opinion. And he might be a guy that, in my opinion, if you have other options, you could bench this week if you're in a fantasy playoffs. But Robbie Anderson, we didn't really talk much about him because, I mean, he's going to draw Jair Alexander, but he's just going to get force-fed targets with Teddy. That's just how Teddy works.
You'd like to think so. Obviously, you have to start him, but, man, I'd be scared.
Yeah, and Jair is top three in Pro Fantasy Football Focus for cornerbacks this year, so he ain't no slouch. So, and then the tight end in this offense, Ian Thomas, is irrelevant, so we will just skip over that position.
Hey, sometimes he catches a touchdown, I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure?
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure at all. So we'll move on to the headlining quarterback of this matchup, Aaron Rodgers. Start him. The Panthers can't stop anybody. You're gonna have a great week from Aaron Rodgers. Am I right, Ike?
Sorry, I was looking at Ian Thomas. He has a 5.3 team target percentage.
Yikes.
Oh boy. So
Man,
yeah, lean on you, Miss.
if he was playing in Kansas City, he'd get targeted less than the offensive lineman in the red zone.
Averages point-a-game. Jesus. Yeah, I could see why we do that.
I don't know why, but the tight end is not a part of Matt Rule's offense or Teddy Bridgewater's for that matter. But Aaron Rodgers, smash start. Aaron Jones, smash start. I know it's very hard to see both a quarterback and running back going off in the same game, but this is that type of matchup. Would you agree, Ike?
Oh yeah, these guys are all startables. The only Davante Adams you're starting, Robert Tonyan you're starting for sure now.
Yeah, I mean, with Davante Adams now having 8 straight games with a touchdown, I'm pretty sure that set a franchise record for the Packers. I mean, he's making his argument for best receiver this year in the league. I mean, yeah, he misses a few games, but this guy's just too
I
involved in
think he
this
is the
offense.
best.
That's a lot coming from a Bears fan. But the one I want to talk about, and people are kind of maybe wondering because he had a good week last week. MVS, Marquez
Nope.
Valdes-Scantling.
Don't do it. There's no way you can trust him in a playoff matchup, right? I would rather do what we said before and do a curse Samuel over him.
I would have to disagree only because of the matchup. I don't, but it's the same. I don't trust either. I don't trust Curtis Samuel, and I don't trust Valdes-Scantling. I'm just the he seems like he's created that chemistry with Aaron Rodgers that Alan
You have
Lazard
to
had
hope for a big touchdown. It's not like he's going to catch 8 balls for 100 yards. The most he's ever caught was like five.
six actually, and that was last week.
Oh.
Yeah, he caught all six of his targets last week, believe it or not. Didn't drop a single ball. I think that's why there's kind of this hype on him because Aaron Rodgers does love a guy that does not drop balls when thrown his way, and he finally proved that he could
That's big
catch
in
all
a
of them.
playoff game. I would not be doing it.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, if you're forced to, there's just some positivity there. I mean, I would even go with Curtis Samuel too, just because of his involvement in the rushing game. But yeah, I mean, flex at very, very most. That's just my opinion though, because of the matchup. You're not playing Alan Lazard until he shows up more. And then, like you said, Robert Tonyan, he's a must start. That's pretty much all for this game then. We'll move on to the next game, the first game for Sunday. Tampa Bay versus the Atlanta Falcons. We got Tom Brady rolling in into Atlanta.
You're starting Tom Brady, obviously.
Is he a QB1 this week?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let I'm
Atlanta
gonna do
sucks.
They do. But my thought is with Julio being ruled out, Atlanta might not be able to keep up with this Tampa Bay offense. And they might turn to the run game a little bit more. That's all I'm thinking of. But yeah, other than that, the matchup for Atlanta's good. They allow the I believe it's the second best to wide receivers for fantasy points, only behind the Seahawks. So yeah, I mean, play Tom Brady. Just for me, I think it's a little bit of a trap.
No.
For me.
Why?
But
What has Atlanta shown that they can stop a quarterback? Running back, sure.
yeah, no, they definitely stopped the running back. So that's the one thing that scares me about my prediction. If they can't stop the run, then Tom Brady's just gonna throw all over him. I'm just saying it's in the realm of outcomes. But news of Tampa Bay. News of Ronald Jones having the surgery on his finger, same surgery that Chris Godwin had a couple weeks ago, getting the pin in his finger and being placed on COVID. Pretty much know he's going to be out, and Leonard Fournette was told he was going to have the starting position this week. You like him in this matchup, even though it's tough?
No.
He's got for potential
some reason, to... Atlanta can, obviously, it's because they get thrown on all the time, but they're just good against running backs. They have good defensive tackle and linebacker Deion Jones. That's probably why they can stop the run.
Yep, no, I agree with you. I'm just, the reason I bring it up is because when Leonard Fournette was being used with Ronald Jones, he was the pass-catching back, so he has potential here to be a every-down back in this offense for this game.
True.
I mean, you can see that coming. I think
they'll probably use LeSean McCoy a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean,
not
as
much,
long as,
but like, they'll obviously get him a few times.
Hopefully he won't be a healthy scratch like Leonard was last week. But
that's why
you
can't trust him. Last week he's a healthy scratch. This week, all right, you're starting.
To make it clear, I'm talking about these guys, but there's not many of them I trust. But that should be enough about Fournette then, because it was Ronald Jones leading the show, and I mean, unless it's multiple weeks, it's just going to be Ronald Jones back next week. So we'll move on to the wide receivers. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Antonio Brown. What a shit show this has been.
No,
I mean,
I don't think
can
it's
you trust
been that bad? I would be trusting Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Even after Godwin's week last week, only catching two balls, I believe. Let me see that real quick. He had 3 targets, 2 catches for 25 yards. Against a very good matchup in the Minnesota Vikings. You're not scared just a little bit, even with the, like, I know he only got 2 receptions, but 3 targets?
He's still running more routes than Antonio Brown, so I like him more than him.
Antonio Brown got 5 targets, though.
I know.
I mean,
that's good.
Volume rules. Yeah, and then it was Mr. Vulture, Scotty Miller, coming in and stealing his slot touchdown. On a very good throw by Tom Brady. But
that was a good throw, actually.
I know, it was very good for a deep pass. He has not been good on those. Ooh, Cole Beasley just got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, I would not be playing Antonio Brown, though, if I were you guys.
No, I don't trust Antonio Brown. And
him and Tom Brady just can't connect for some reason.
I'm with you
on
the big
play. Like, they're getting all these little, like, stupid bubble plays and all that stuff, but they're off on the medium to deep plays.
Yeah, like I would have to agree with what you said in the beginning. I trust Mike Evans, but at this point I'm not trusting Chris Godwin. You're still rolling him out there, but I just don't trust it. It could have been the healing of the finger. That could have been an issue. But it's just been too erratic for me. I think Mike Evans is the only guy you can really trust from this receiving corps besides maybe Gronk.
Oh, yeah, Gronk is starting this week for sure.
Yeah, he's probably going to be a top 5 tight end this week. Falcons are pretty good at allowing fantasy points to almost every position. So we'll move on to the Falcons then with Matt Ryan. There's this other podcast I listen to, and they have this rule. It's called...
Don't ever start Matt Ryan?
No, it's called Rulio 11. If Julio Jones is out, you're not playing Matt Ryan. He benched his ass.
I'm really hoping nobody's been playing him these past few weeks, because he's been terrible, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. He looks a little washed.
This matchup is not the greatest either for him. So that's enough about him then. We will move on to an even more relevant position in this offense. Todd Gurley and the running backs. Can you start Todd Gurley this week?
The only one I'm starting from Atlanta is Calvin Ridley.
Yes! I got him.
And even then, he might... Man, it's really hard to say for him to have a bad game, because he's just been doing insane. But this could be a game where he struggles.
I believe I heard...
He's in on him... Especially with Carlton Davis and all that, Murphy Bunting, I don't know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that Carlton Davis is going to be on him. So I don't know. This is the first time they've matched up all year. I'm curious to see how this goes.
Yeah, they play twice in 3 weeks. Play again in a couple weeks.
Hopefully he can have a good showing for people who have him in the fantasy playoffs. I mean, this is a tough matchup, but sometimes you get a good enough receiver and a good enough offense, well, an average enough offense in the Falcons, and they can turn out decent fantasy value for you. But one guy that's, I mean, I don't want to just skip over the other receivers, but like you said, with a tough matchup, are you trusting Russell Gage to throw him in a lineup this week?
Nope.
I didn't think so. I'm not either. And I ain't trusting Laquon Treadwell.
I'm definitely not trusting Hayden Hurst.
That was going to be my next question. Do you roll out Hayden Hurst this week?
Nope. Way too inconsistent, not seeing enough targets, and honestly, he's just laying a goose egg. Like two, what was it, 3 weeks ago? Not a fan.
I mean, he's got 10 targets in the red zone this year, so I mean, Matt Ryan likes looking his way
I
in the
feel
red
like that
zone.
was only at the start of the year, though.
It could be true. I mean, it's 17% of the targets. I mean, that's third highest on the team behind only Ridley and Russell Gage right now, believe it or not. Julio's not even in that conversation.
Well, yeah, that's because they had all the games he missed, too.
He's still got eight targets, though, so he's two behind Hayden Hurst. So I do see what you're saying. I mean, I think you could play him this week. I don't trust him, though. It's just, I don't trust any tight ends, though, so it's hard to. Nah, I'm gonna change my mind. I wouldn't play Hayden Hurst.
He's bad,
So,
man. He's not very good.
well, remember also earlier in the year I said without Julio, for some reason Hayden Hurst also struggles.
Yeah, I
Don't
don't
know why.
understand that.
Don't know why. So, we'll move on to the next game here. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Baltimore Ravens. It is the return of Gardner Minshew. He's going to be starting this week.
So I feel like this could be an easy game. You obviously start James Robinson. You can't trust Gardner Minshew. You can't trust Marquise or DJ Chark anymore because he's been terrible. So, I mean, you aren't really starting anybody from Jaguars unless his name's James Robinson. So that's pretty easy. And from the Ravens, you're obviously starting Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Mark Andrews.
I would almost maybe even think about starting J.K. Dobbins with his week last week. He got 61% of the snap share, 13 attempts. He got the
He
touchdown.
made my start article, actually. It's just,
It's
man,
it's a
I feel
I know
like
it's a
Gus
it's a
Edwards.
it's a tough backfield to decipher. It's just a good matchup, and you know one of them's gonna hit. And if it's not him, it's gonna be Lamar Jackson.
Gus Bus, man.
The one thing I will add, and because I do agree with you on pretty much everything about the Jaguars, you're only really starting James Robinson. And I'll be honest, I don't even know if I trust James Robinson in this particular matchup, but you're playing him.
Yeah.
I will say, with Gardner Minshew starting, there is a little hope for DJ Chark owners because, I mean, you're not having Mike Glennon throwing the ball, and it was Minshew who
Oh, I
made
thought about
DJ.
that, but they're playing the Ravens, so you
No,
can't
you're
do
right.
that.
I'm talking maybe like in the next 2 weeks when you get a better matchup, not necessarily the Ravens, but yeah, I mean, you got hope. That's all I'm saying. Hope in a very lost season of COVID. But I mean, yeah, I mean, are you starting Marquise Brown though?
No.
Actually, he's on the COVID list right now.
Yeah, so I don't want anything to do with those receivers except Mark Andrews. It's going to be probably a very run-oriented game plan,
Yeah, it's gonna be a Mark
considering
Andrews
Derrick
week.
Henry just torched Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was fun to watch.
Hopefully JK can do it this week. That'd be dope.
Right, so we'll recap that. You're starting James Robinson comfortably, and that is the only one on the Jaguars we're starting this week. You're playing Lamar Jackson after life last week. Finally brought in him, and then I would
Only because he
say.
ran the ball. What'd he do? Throw the ball 12 times?
He didn't even reach 200 yards, I don't think.
It's annoying.
Yeah, his rush basing floor run base floor is just insane.
Can
But
we
I would
start
go out
saying
on a
he's not a
stretch and
very
say
good
you could probably
quarterback?
put J.K. Dobbins in the flex position this week, barring the matchup. Would you agree?
What?
Playing J.K. Dobbins in the flex this week
You can
with the
play him as
matchup.
high as RB too, probably.
Yeah,
Just
but
be
I mean,
risky.
yeah, it'd be risky, but I mean, he had the volume last week. He's not going to get the full workload of a running
He
back,
just
but
doesn't,
he's.
for some reason, he's not getting targets in the pass game anymore. Granted,
No.
Lamar Jackson can't throw the ball, so.
You'd think he'd be able to throw it 5 yards, but yeah. So starting James Robinson, J.K. Dobbins, and Lamar Jackson, and Mark Andrews. Can't forget about that big man. So we'll move on. We'll move on to this next game. San Francisco 49ers at the Dallas Cowboys. This one will not be fun to watch, and I probably won't watch it. But news was Nick Mullins is going to start against this team. If you're feeling ballsy, go for it. It's a great matchup, but you got to be ballsy, man, if you want to start Nick Mullins. He's not been that great.
Nah, I would not be doing that.
Yep, I mean, like I said, ballsy just because of the matchup. That's it. Raheem Mostert. News is he is set to play this Sunday after his ankle injury this past week.
You can't trust that. He hasn't even been great this year anyways, when he's been healthy.
Yeah, but it's the Cowboys.
He's
they can't tackle
off the
anybody.
Of a conference game against the Packers, and it's working, I guess, still.
All right, then who would you rather start out of this backfield, Mostert or Jeff Wilson?
Can I go with neither?
You got to choose one, because think about this. This is the 49ers offense. They do have a very run-heavy team. And we're talking about the Cowboys, who cannot stop the run this year. So
I'm
going to
go Jeff Wilson. It seems
like I would
a
actually,
Jeff Wilson game.
I would actually lean that way with you as well. I mean, the way they've seen Mostert play this year, he has been injury-prone. Why just throw him into a full workload?
Right.
So I agree. If you're going to start anybody from this backfield, I'd probably make it Jeff Wilson. I just don't trust Mostert this week, kind of like people trusted Keenan Allen this week. So, yeah, it is a shame. But Deebo Samuel, news is he's out for the rest of the year, which leaves rookie Brandon Ayuk as the number one option in this receiving game, also with George Kittle still out.
You're starting Ayuk. He's been absolutely insane. He's had double-digit targets the past, what, 3-4 games?
Yeah, he actually had a career-high
16
tart and a career-high 10 catches.
Yep.
And that was against a tough matchup in the Washington football team defense. This is against the Dallas Cowboys, so he could very well repeat that performance. Maybe on less receptions, though.
I'm playing him in FanDuel because he's still cheap.
How do you feel about Kendrick Bourne, or is Ayuk the only one that's startable out of his passing?
I like is Ayuk.
How about Jordan?
Playoffs, I'm not trusting it.
How about Jordan Reed in the tight end position, knowing how much tight end's valued in this offense? Got 5 targets last week. He only caught 2 of them. He's got 4 straight weeks of at least 4 targets. He's got 1 touchdown.
Someone better, to be honest.
If you can't...
I like Hayden Hurst more than him this week, actually. So
yeah,
if you
Dallas...
had to choose between Hayden Hurst and Jordan Reed, I'd probably say Hurst, unfortunately.
I'd go Hurst, too, just because Julio's out. I know that doesn't correlate with my argument earlier, but there's targets on the table. It's got to go to somebody. So we'll move on to Andy Dalton for the Cowboys.
Wrong. Don't do it.
No, I haven't. I hope you not started him once this year, guys. Ezekiel Elliott, though, it's kind of a plummet at the end of the season here. Can you trust him against this defense to maybe find the end zone? Obviously, you got to play him.
Who?
Zeke.
No, you're not.
I mean, you think there's better options out there in a very limited running back?
He's questionable, which is...
He is projected to play.
I know he's still able to play, but he's been so bad. Again, I've been rooting for him for most of the year. I said he's going to figure it out. He hasn't. and I don't think he's scored a touchdown since week 9, maybe even 6. I just don't like him.
11. Week 11 was his last touchdown against Minnesota.
What was his one before that?
First week of the season. Actually, that is... Nope, I... No, yeah. Last touchdown was Minnesota. It was a receiving touchdown. The one before that
was two
rushing touchdowns. Week 5 against the Giants.
And he's not getting his usual 20 carries, so you're not getting the volume anymore. He's not. He's getting some targets, yes, but...
Five straight weeks.
If you're starting him, it's risky at flex at best.
5 straight weeks of in the 60% for the snap count. That's just not him.
Snap going lower too. Tony Pollard's exists.
Yeah, it seems like Tony Pollard's kind of taking away his targets too.
If you're playing Zeke to hope for like a 20-point game, not happening. Sorry, guys.
Nope, not happening. But someone who could actually maybe get you a 20-point week because he's been on fire the last 3 weeks is Amari Cooper. Him and Andy Dalton are finally getting on page together. You're starting him this week. Are you confident he can reach that 20 mark?
Not confident, but you gotta start him, so you're hoping
he's got best. He's got 3 straight games with a touchdown, 3 straight games with at least 4 catches. He's got 22 targets in the last 3 games.
He's only scored under double digits twice. You're starting this guy no matter what, even with a terrible quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, start him, especially now that he's finally gotten that connection with Andy Dalton. CeeDee Lamb, though, and Michael Gallup, it was fun while it lasted in the beginning of the year. But
no, it wasn't. Gallup was so frustrating at the beginning of the year. CeeDee Lamb was cool because Dak liked him, but Michael Gallup is on my shit list right now.
Yeah, he's only got 1 game over 100 receiving yards this year. It's just so erratic. He's got only 1 touchdown on the year. It's not that he's bad. It's just the way he's being used in this offense.
He's
a shame.
He's strictly the deep ball guy.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. But CeeDee Lamb, good things to come in the future whenever Dak Prescott comes back. But until then, I don't feel confident in Lamb. I only feel confident in Amari Cooper in this passing offense. And really, to be honest with you, this entire offense.
Yeah, you're not playing a tight end in this offense either, so don't even worry about that.
No, not unless you're desperate as hell. You're not playing Dalton Schultz or Jordan Reed in this matchup. So we will move on to the next game. We got the Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts.
Deshaun almost made my sit list this week. He came real close.
Really?
Yeah, he's been bad lately, but I still it's really hard to put him on that list because he can do so much.
Last time he played this game, played the Colts 3 weeks ago. He was 26-38, 341 yards, 1 rushing touchdown, and a passing touchdown.
No, he didn't have a passing.
Oh yeah, he didn't have one. That was an interception. Yeah. My bad. Still though, he got the yards for you, just not the touchdowns. That's unfortunate.
I mean, only 20 fantasy points, so it's not like it's great.
Yeah, this definitely been a tough stretch of games for him playing the Colts, Bears, Colts. Not easy. But, yeah, I mean, you're starting him. You're not very confident in him. David Johnson. He's off the COVID list, practiced in full on Thursday. It's looking like he's going to play this week.
I wouldn't do it.
There was, I seen something about DeForest Buckner possibly being out, and the last time DeForest Buckner was out, this defense allowed 200 rushing yards by none other than Derrick Henry. Do you like him a little bit more if Buckner's
that
out?
That didn't sway my decision at all because Derrick Henry is a massive beast. David Johnson has back issues, man. He can't even run anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to give hope. So, find better option than David Johnson this week, unless you're starting him. You're hoping he gets PPR work. But, Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, you just got Frank Stellato's money.
Brandon Cooks
Glad you
is
said that.
Brandon Cooks is cleared to play in week 15. He practiced fully on Friday from his neck issue. We're throwing him in our lineups this week, right?
I had no idea what you just said. Cause
Oh, you're fine. Brandon Cooks, he's cleared to play this week. We're throwing him in our lineups.
Yeah, he did all right. Obviously, he's going to get the targets now that Will Fuller's out. So if you're a volume chaser, play him.
Yep, and then Kiki Kunte bursting out. Oh,
he's
man.
Saying his name right.
Kuti. Kuti. Kiki Kuti. I said it right. And I would actually have to disagree with you. I would be playing
what?
Him against the... You know, he's had three 100-yard receiving games in his career.
Were they all against Indianapolis?
Hey, that's a good guess.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. He seems to do his best against the Colts. And you know what? Last time they played 2 weeks ago, he reached that 100-yard mark with 141 yards on eight receptions. So I'm gonna have to go with Kiki Kunti. Kuti. I can't say his name correctly. But yeah, I mean, Chad Hansen. I mean, I don't trust him. I mean, you guys can if you want, but I don't. But
that's
Philip Rivers.
Advice there. I trust him. If you guys do, go for it.
Obviously, they don't trust me if they trust him. Philip Rivers has a great matchup against the Houston Texans. Bradley Roby's out for the year, and I can't name another one of their cornerbacks. T.Y. Hilton's finally catching fire. I think Phillip Rivers is startable this week if you're looking for a streamer.
Yeah, he's been startable lately, at least.
I love how we describe him. Just startable. Not great, startable. Yeah, I mean, he's had three straight games now of 240-plus passing yards. He's got three straight games, two touchdowns. I mean,
honestly,
he's got a solid floor.
All I know about this is if we're saying we're going to play Jonathan Taylor or not.
Hell yeah, we're playing
and
Jonathan Taylor.
And it's most certainly a yes. Because I don't know what Frank Reich, what snapped in his head or something to where he's now given him a lot of the carries, but man, he is producing now.
Yeah, since
three straight games of 90 plus yards, one game with 150, two games with 20 plus carries in the past three, all 15 plus fantasy points. It's insane.
Still under 60% snap share, though. That's the thing that scares me with him. But even last week, he had 58% of the snap share, and he still got 20 carries. So, I mean, it seems like when he is on the field, they are giving him the ball.
You won't see him reach 70, 80% snap because he's not used in the passing game as much, and they really like Nyheim Hines, so that's why you won't see that. But I don't think you're going to see Nyheim Hines outsnap Jonathan Taylor for the rest of the year.
I hope so. I really do, because he's finally coming into form as everybody's drafted him as.
Yeah,
but,
you made the playoffs and you drafted him. You're reaping the benefits now.
That was a good little transition you had there into Nyheim Hines, though. Like, along with Taylor, I think we're starting Hines this week. Would you agree?
Flex,
he's got a great matchup.
Risky flex to me.
He's gonna have the game script playing against him because I do not see the Texans having a lead in this game.
It would have to be a shutout or shutout. It would have to be a shootout for Nyheim Hines to get a lot of work, I feel like. But, man,
I mean,
look at this, though. He's getting 10-plus fantasy points, and he's only getting three targets, four targets the past two games.
He's only getting
58 yards. Interesting.
He's only gotten 10 carries twice on the year. He's not getting involved that much on the run game. But, yes, he is the pass-catching back for sure. I mean, he's got... 17 targets in the past three games, and you love to see that.
That's because 10 against Tennessee and then the absolute shootout.
Oh, you had to go and ruin my stat. But yeah, I'd say he's a flex option this week.
Remember when Jordan Wilkins was a thing?
Yeah, for 1 week.
It was.
We'll
I just
move.
looked at it.
We'll move on to T.Y. Hilton, who is on a tear these past 3 weeks, and what a time to finally come to life in your fantasy
Well, I
playoffs.
know it's weird. Since he's
Most.
been doing good, his snap share has gone down. So maybe him playing less is like helping him have energy for these other plays, you know what I mean?
I think it's just another dumb Frank Reich thing.
No, because look, before bye, he's playing 94, 95, 76, 80, and he's scoring under 10 fantasy points every time. He wasn't catching the ball at all.
Yeah, he might be being used more of a situational guy now. But he's making it count now because he's got 23 targets in the past 3 games, 17 catches, over 200 receiving yards, and he has 4 touchdowns in this 3-game stretch. He gets another prime matchup against Houston, who he kills in his career, just like Kiki Kuti kills the
Kuti.
Colts. So we're playing T.Y. Hilton. Michael Pittman Jr., though. Is he,
Avoid.
you don't like him in this one?
Nah.
I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of it either.
It's gonna be very run oriented for the Colts, and if it's not, it's going to T.Y. Hilton.
It's very weird how this offense runs because, like you said, with the snap count going down with T.Y. Hilton, him getting more involved. Well, the snap
Pittman's
count has
going way up.
gotten way up there and he's getting less involved. So it's like,
Super
I don't
weird.
know. Yeah, it's weird. But because of that, I only really like T.Y. Hilton. I don't trust Pittman. I don't trust Pascal. And the tight ends.
Don't play one this week.
I mean, Mo Alie-Cox is questionable. Trey Burton, he's
Fell back to earth.
yeah, he's definitely fell back to earth. See, the thing is I seen two of them possibly be injured, but it only looks like Mo Alie-Cox is gonna be
And
injured, so
just
I would
last
avoid.
week, Jack Doyle had the most snaps out of all of them, so who knows what one's going to
Yeah,
get the most snaps.
I would
Both
only be
targets.
playing a tight end in this offense if there's injuries to two of
Sure.
the others,
Yep.
maybe one. But that's it for this game. So we will move on to the next one. We got the New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins. This is going to be a fun one. I'm curious to see how Tua does against the Bill Belichick offense. There goes
It
Beasley.
might be rough.
Yeah, after what Bill Belichick did to Justin Herbert, giving him that whopping. I mean, Bill Belichick just has rookies' numbers. So, I mean, Cam Newton. No, don't start him. I don't know why you've been starting him if you have been starting him. He has been terrible this year. So we'll move on to the running back. Damian Harris, news is he's going to be out for this game. So that means we got James White leading the role as
Questionable.
the. Is he questionable also? Let me read this real quick. Questionable for game. Yep. Yep. And if he's out for the game, then we'll have Sony Michel leading the crew. Oh, man. If that's your case, are you playing Sony Michel if James White's out?
No, not against Miami.
Not with all the volume this offense entails to the run game.
We've seen Sony Michel play before. We're definitely looking at a 20 carries for 50 yards and maybe a touchdown.
I can't agree more. So we'll move on to the wide receivers who are pretty much irrelevant in this offense. Jacoby Myers, Damir Bird, and N'Keal Harry. I'm not starting any
Good
of them with
luck trying
this.
to figure out who's going to be the beneficiary this week. Fuck.
Usually it's been Jacoby Myers, Damir Bird pops in there every now and again, but against this offense and this secondary with the Dolphins, I ain't starting any of them. You can find better options elsewhere.
Yes,
And
sir.
the tight end, Dalton Keene, nope. So we'll move on to Tua. I don't know if people have been playing him this year. He probably been all right for you,
Last week, he probably would have been good for you.
but this is one of those games you want to sit him. Just like we were talking about, Bill Belichick has rookies numbers, and I predict that Tua's going to have a rough game. I still think the Dolphins will win, but Tua's going to have a rough game. Salman Ahmed. I think
Questionable.
I don't even think I said his name right, to be honest, but he
Salman
is
Ahmed. Yeah, you said it right.
Questionable though. If he is starting though, do we like him
I
in
like
this matchup?
Lynn Bowden more.
I do like Lynn Bowden
Ooh-wah.
Because he's a cheater at the running back position. He plays slot all the time, so
yes.
He's got a lot of potential
sneaky
of catching the ball.
Sneaky flex play right there.
It is a sneaky flex play, but the Patriots are giving up rushing yards to the running back this year. I mean, look what Cam Akers did to him last year. Last week got 29 carries for 171 yards. So, I mean, I think the running back here has some value if we can find who it is. If Salman Ahmed plays...
If he's not playing, you guys really going to trust DeAndre Washington again? No. Going to trust Patrick Laird? No.
I trust Washington...
No, you don't. Please don't tell me that.
Maybe to find the end zone, that's it. But I don't trust him to get any yards.
He's had two chances to step up. He's had 13 carries both of those games, one for 49 yards and one for 35 yards.
The reason why I can't see Laird doing it because he's the pass catching back for him.
I can't see
you know
any
what
of
I mean?
These guys doing it. Hopefully they give the ball to Lynn Bowden.
I think it's safe to say if it's Salvin Ahmed, just play Salvin Ahmed. Lynn Bowden, great play. And then Devontae Parker.
Questionable.
He is questionable. It's looking like he is trending to play, but keep an eye on him, because if he is out, then, yeah, even more reason to play Lynn Bolden.
Yes. And then you're playing,
Are you going to say Gesicki?
No, he's questionable.
He is questionable.
See, when I was doing my injury thing, I thought his injury was way worse than it is. Turns out he's actually...
It looked worse, but he was...
Like, he freaked out, man. I thought it was good. I thought it broke.
He was at practice, but, I mean, if he is playing, you're playing him. He's got 4 touchdowns in the last 3 games.
Be risky, man.
He's got 22 targets. He's got 17 catches, over 150 yards. I mean, and the tight end position being so barren, he's just involved in this offense. But that's about it for the Dolphins, then. We'll move on to your game, Mike, here. We got the Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings. Bears going to get some revenge on the Vikings?
Hopefully.
Yeah, we can only hope so. But this time they got Mitch Trubisky starting. Mitch Trubisky. I miss saying his name.
Mitch Trubisky. I would not be playing him.
I mean, this is a good matchup against the Vikings. They have been playing better as of late.
Can't trust him.
He is coming off a good game with 3 touchdowns, 267 yards against Houston. That is Houston, though. But I do agree. He had a great game last week, but I don't trust him.
There's only 2 I trust in this offense, and that's David Montgomery now for some reason, which is weird to say, and Allen Robinson.
And I'll be 100% honest with you. I don't even trust David Montgomery. 80-yard run for him on the first play. And he ends with 11 carries. And they had the lead the whole time. What is going on, Matt Nagy?
That's Matt Nagy for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
Since the bye for Dave Montgomery, though, 3 straight 24-plus fantasy point games.
Yeah, the matchups have been indicative of his fantasy output, because he has been on fire these last 3 weeks against Green Bay, Detroit, and Houston, and gets another solid matchup against a soft Minnesota defense. So you're plugging in David Montgomery for another smash week, hopefully. And like you said, Allen Robinson, he's on fire just as much with Mitch Trubisky back in the lineup. 13 targets last week, 9 receptions, 123 yards, and another touchdown. He's got 3 in the past 3 games. Smash him, play him, whatever you want to say, you're putting him in. But Darnell Mooney, without Nick Foles in the lineup, I mean... He has seen a downtick in usage, but he found the end zone last week. Do we trust him to maybe find the end zone again this week? Nope. Don't trust him at all. Anthony Miller?
Nope.
I don't trust him at all either. He only got targeted twice last week. Not any good. Cole Kmet, though. Finally getting all these targets. You know this.
Back-to-back games with 7 targets.
Back-to-back games, 4 catches, 30-plus yards. He's got a touchdown in the last 2 games as well.
He might be okay for you, but man, it's gonna be a risky play if you want to start him.
Yeah, if you're starting a tight end out of the Bears offense now, it's probably Cole Kmet over Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham's too tight end or bust. Plus, he's questionable. So we'll move on to Kirk Cousins. Sit him. The Bears' defense is good. I know it's given up some points as of late. I don't trust it. If there's anyone I trust in this offense, it'll probably be Dalvin Cook.
Thielen, I trust.
You trust Thielen?
I trust Irv Smith as long as Kyle Rudolph is out.
Kyle Rudolph is ruled out, so I would be throwing out Irv Smith again in your lineup.
Bears struggle against tight ends.
Yes, they do, and they would have given up another bad week to tight ends if Jordan Akins didn't have the sun in his face last week. But, yeah, you're starting Cook. You're starting Thielen. You're starting Jefferson in this matchup. He's been really good this year. Last time when he played Chicago, he had 10 targets, 8 receptions for 135 yards.
Oh, yeah, you're starting him. There's no way you could take him out of your lineup.
Yeah, so I think there's only 4 people from this...
matchup proof, man.
4 people from this side that you're starting, and 3 of them are matchup proof at this point. The 3 that are matchup proof are Cook, Thielen, and Jefferson, and then you're playing Irv Smith since Rudolph is out again. That was a quick one. We'll move on to the next one. Detroit Lions at the Tennessee Titans. We have good news for fantasy football players. Matthew Stafford is trending towards playing, even though he has a rib injury. What a trooper. And boy, do we need him.
Do
because,
we?
Because, I mean, we need him more
no,
than Chase
really
Daniel.
Needs him? Chicago Bears.
I think fantasy players need him in this game because they got players like DeAndre Swift, Marvin Jones, TJ Hockenson, and I don't think Chase Daniel would have helped that.
You're correct.
So, although Matthew Stafford is playing in this game, I don't trust him enough to start him with this injury because he could take one hit and then just decide to sit out. The Lions aren't playing for anything right now, I don't believe. So, we'll move on to the running back in DeAndre Swift. We're starting him.
Yeah.
Great matchup against the Titans. Gets involved in the passing game. He's finally being used as that 3-down role when he's healthy.
Future note to self. If you want to draft a rookie running back, probably wait till after one of their buys. Because that way they could get integrated into the system more.
If
you drafted DeAndre Swift thinking he was going to start at the start of the year, like a lot of people did, you were probably very wrong. But now, if you draft him and you hung on to him, you're reaping the benefits now for sure.
I was just going to say the only hole in that logic is you can't draft now.
No, I was saying like,
yep, no, I got
like
what you're
J.K.
saying.
J.K. Dobbins, I drafted him everywhere, but I pretty much waited all year for him to finally start, and it took 8 to 10 weeks, pretty much.
I know it's kind of the same with Cam Akers, too. I mean,
Cam Akers, Jonathan Taylor.
Like you said,
the only
Dobbins
ones they really didn't do that to is Clyde, and he's just been. They did it backwards for him. They threw him out there right away into the fire, then they got a guy to make him less integrated into the offense, so it's weird.
Well, he was also hit with that COVID, too, so that could have been an
True.
Issue as well. But, yeah, I mean, that was a good little note to self for the future on running backs.
And there's going to be some good ones next year.
We'll move on to the wide receivers. Marvin Jones, Kenny Galladay is ruled out again. Oh, are we rolling out Marvin Jones in this beautiful matchup again?
Reluctantly, sure. Why not?
He has an astounding 32 targets. In the last 3 games, like 12, 12, and 8. I just noticed that. That's kind of stupid. Yeah, we're playing him. Danny Amendola, I do not trust, though. And same with Quentin Cephas. Mohamed Sanu, also. I don't trust any of those guys. The only other one I would trust is TJ Hockenson for you guys.
Yeah.
Right, Ike?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll move on to the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
You're starting him in this good matchup. It just sucks because every now and again you do get those Derrick Henry games, and he doesn't have to throw as much.
Actually, this could be very this we could see Derrick Henry rush for 230 again this game, so I don't know about Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like Matthew Stafford, because Stafford in the game, he can be able to stay with him. It's possible that Tannehill will have to throw more if that's the case.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to Derrick Henry. You're starting the Yeti. He's a Sasquatch.
He's
He's
good.
the abominable snowman. He's every mythical creature wrapped into one because nobody could tackle him. But then we'll move on to the wide receiver. AJ Brown, he's good to go this week. You're starting him. Corey Davis, though. I mean, he's now put himself in wide receiver three, wide receiver two territory, wouldn't you agree?
He's actually been pretty solid this year.
He had a rough game last week against Jacksonville, only three catches for
That's
33
again, that's
yards.
because
Derrick
Derrick
Henry.
Henry dominated, and the only reason Brown had so many points because he had that touchdown.
Yeah, so there's no need to use him. If Detroit can stay in this game, I can see Corey Davis and AJ Brown having value.
I just don't see Detroit staying in this game. Detroit, the most I see Detroit scoring is probably, yeah, 24 points maybe, 21.
Yeah, and the Titans are averaging 28 points this year. I mean, so they at least get four touchdowns a game. So I didn't.
I'm assuming Tannehill will probably throw a touchdown, but it just, I don't know. That's just one touchdown. I don't know what he'll do with the rest.
He'll probably throw one stupid one to Jonnu Smith because that's the only thing making him relevant now. Yeah, he has just gone down in involvement in this offense. It only had 62% of the snap share last week. Yeah, I don't trust any guys in this receiving corps besides Corey Davis and AJ Brown, and that's if they don't run all over him. So we'll move on to our next game. The Seattle Seahawks at the Washington football team. I'm gonna have a lot of fun watching Russell Wilson run for his life.
Yes, he is.
Do you think Chase Young gets to him?
Probably at least once.
Hopefully, he don't fumble.
Oh, he will.
But you're starting Russell Wilson. I know he's had a rough go at it the past couple weeks, but you're starting him. You have to. He had four touchdowns last week. I mean, let's hope that he's found his way back. But Chris Carson, he's supposed to play this game. You playing him against this tough run defense? I mean, obviously you're playing him, but do you trust him?
Enough to play them, yeah. You have to hope for the best.
There's a difference between having to play somebody and trusting to play somebody.
I have to play Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
That is not fun.
Don't trust him.
But I mean, if there is an injury to Chris Carson, because he is injury prone, make sure you have Carlos Hyde lock him up, because he is definitely gonna the running back in this offense has a lot of value. But another position in this offense with a lot of value is the wide receivers. Metcalf, Lockett, you're starting both of them. Obviously, you feel more trustworthy in Metcalf because Lockett has been probably the most erratic wide receiver this year.
He probably has, yeah, for being a top wide receiver.
I mean, it's so inconsistent. He had five targets last week, only five catches for 52 yards. Week before that, six catches for 63 yards. Week before that, three catches for 23. Like, he hasn't scored a touchdown since week 11 against Arizona.
What can you
I mean,
say? DK is better, man. He's getting
or
all the
DK,
targets.
DK's just more involved, maybe.
Because it's always open.
That's fair. It's hard to guard a giant.
Yeah.
But you're starting both of them. DJ Moore, I would sit if you guys have been playing
David
him.
Moore.
And yep, I don't know why I said DJ Moore. But I would be sitting him this in this matchup. Along with The tight ends, Hollister and Disley. I don't trust either of them in this one. Disley scored last week, but I don't trust either. I know you don't either. All right, we'll move on to the football team. Alex Smith was officially ruled out, which means Dwayne Haskins is back in the starting position. Because of that, we are downgrading this offense.
Except for J.D. McKissick.
Even though they're playing a great matchup in the Seahawks. Antonio Gibson.
J.D. McKissick time.
Yep, and Antonio Gibson is ruled out for yet another game. So Peyton Barber and McKissick will be the featured backs, plural, because they don't use just one. McLaurin, he's finally getting his buddy back who made him so relevant early in the season. Do you think you can see a bounce back week for him against this Seattle's defense?
Unlikely. I don't like Dwayne Haskins. Now that Seattle's apparently got a pass rush, it's going to make him be very scared in that pocket. So, like I said, it could be a heavy dose of J.D. McKissick.
I don't really trust him either. You like the matchup, and you have to play him, so there's at least right. some optimism there. But yeah, other than McLaurin, the only other person I'd be playing is McKissick, and I'm actually a little skeptical on Logan Thomas now that Alex Smith is out, because that's who was giving him all these targets. Right. He had 16 targets the past two games with Smith, 15 receptions. He had 2 touchdowns the last 3 games. I'd bench him this week with Haskins playing. You can't trust it. So we'll move on to our next game, the first one of the 3 o'clock games. Philadelphia Eagles at the Arizona Cardinals. Jalen Hurts, Ike. How about it? Coming out. I'm sure everybody knew this. The Saints had a record of like 50-something plus games of not allowing an 100-yard rusher. Well, when the Eagles played them last week, they allowed 200-yard rushers. Miles Sanders and Jalen Hurts. So, going to what you said earlier, you're starting Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
I like him.
Me too. His rushing floor is really nice.
Yes, and the Cardinals' defense is not great. So, with that being said, the other 100-yard rusher, Miles Sanders, can we trust him in this matchup to be good again?
Yeah. I like him. Can't take him out of your lineup, but yeah.
No. You think he can have another 100-yard week, though, like last week?
Unlikely. He could probably get you 80 yards. He should be able to get you 12 fantasy points, hopefully.
Yeah, he'll probably get in the end zone, too, the way the Eagles move the ball with Hurts at quarterback now. They just seem revamped.
Don't be surprised if Jalen Hurts steals those, though, those touchdowns.
Yeah, I will not be surprised whatsoever. But with Hurts being the quarterback now, the wide receivers have taken a hit. They're really...
I wouldn't start any of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't look to start any receivers, honestly, in this offense, but I would be willing to start Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, don't be thinking about starting Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because Zach Ertz is on a contract year, and he's just...
They're clearly not going to pay him.
Yeah, and it's just... It sucks. Zach Ertz must have been Carson Wentz guy, but Dallas Goedert, he's definitely shown up onto the scene. He has, 3 straight games of 6-plus targets. I mean, he's just involved in this offense more than the wide receivers. Come again?
It's good for a tight end.
Oh, yes, very good for a tight end. Any tight end with 7 targets in an offense is good. Potential for reaching that 10-point threshold. Kyler Murray for the Cardinals. Struggling as of late. He's had some tougher matchups down the stretch for everybody who has him. The Eagles, though, they have a good run defense, not a great pass defense. And I've seen that Darius Slay would not be making the trip to Arizona to play with them. So they are down their number one cornerback. Do we think Kyler Murray is a good play this week? I gave you every reason to say yes, Ike, and you still didn't say yes.
Nope, he's borderline. Something's wrong with his shoulder or something.
But I mean, he ran it 13 times last week. His legs are fine. I mean, that was one of his problems, is his rushing floor finally went down with that injury. But now he's running again. I think he's a QB1 this week. But
his next three games are rough.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to when he plays the Rams. Kenyon Drake, kind of bursting out of the scene now. A little late, but four games with a touchdown. He's got the last four games with a touchdown.
You're definitely starting him. RB2, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, though. I mean, I just noticed this. He's been on a very low snap count. Only 54% last week, and the week before that was 45. But yeah, you're starting him. He's getting every rushing attempt possible. He's even getting a few catches in there. But with the news of Darius Slay not making the trip, does that make you feel even more confident in DeAndre Hopkins?
I mean, he's obviously going to get his, so I'm feeling confident about DeAndre Hopkins every week.
I think this could be one of those weeks that Hopkins has wide receiver one potential, where he is the number one guy on the week.
He's almost number one. He's had 24 targets the past two games. He's doing just fine.
Only one touchdown, though.
Yeah, he's not going to score every game.
No, but I mean, he's only got
five on the year.
Five on the year, and that's something that's not like him.
Yeah.
Last year he had 7.
3, 4, 6.
But then 2018 he had 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 11. So I don't know. That's just me. He is getting the PPR value though, so he's guaranteed almost like 8 catches a game. Christian Kirk, do we trust him in this playoff week?
Fuck no. I mean, no.
No, I'd have to agree with you. Fuck no is a correct response.
He's had 5 straight games of under 10 points.
Yeah, he seems to be their deep threat now. Because he's either getting 100 yards or he's getting 10. Oh, man. Dan Arnold. I didn't think I'd be saying his name. But, I mean, 2 weeks, 3 touchdowns now.
May hurt your feelings, but you can't trust him. I don't care how good he does, you can't trust him.
You don't like his red zone percentage of getting targets in the red zone? He's only gotten
he gets 4 targets a game.
he only has 4 catches in the past 2 games, but 3 touchdowns.
In week 11, he has 4 touchdowns, but only 6 catches.
He's a touchdown machine, man. Maybe he's the Tyler Higbee this year.
Don't play him. I'm sorry, guys. Don't play him. I'm sorry if I just hurt your feelings, but no.
No, you did not hurt my feelings. I just wanted to make the name be known because Dan Arnold is getting touchdowns right now. Dan the man. He's better than Max Williams, I'll tell you that. Ugh. But that's enough for this game then, because, I mean, that's actually a lot less Cardinals players than I thought we would be putting in there. I mean, do we even mention Chase Edmonds? I mean, he's game time decision. I'd be benching him if he's game time decision.
Right.
So we'll move on to our next game. This one's going to be a blowout if I've ever seen one. We got the New York Jets at the LA Rams. Don't start anybody on the Jets.
I agree.
Not a damn soul. This is the number one ranked defense as of right now in the league. All right, that's enough about the Jets. Jared Goff, though. The Jets, I believe I've seen it was 5 straight weeks now, have allowed a QB1 finish. Do we trust Jared Goff to continue that trend?
No. I can't trust him to do it, but he probably will.
I mean, he's got Robert Woods, he's got Cooper Kupp, Josh Reynolds. I think he does, honestly. I hate to say it, but I think he does. But the surprise in this offense, the person who got so much rushing volume last week in what Sean McVay likes to call a Kyle Shanahan offense, Cam Akers. Talked a little bit about him earlier. 29 rushes for 171 yards, no touchdowns. Even had two receptions for 23 yards. I've been hearing a lot lately that he could be a league winner for you guys. So I you trust the Mike now?
This is, I don't think he'll get 29 carries again, and I don't think he'll be putting up 170 yards again, but he's trustworthy enough for a flex for sure.
You trust him more than Daryl Henderson or Malcolm Brown?
Fuck yeah. The only thing I don't like is he doesn't get many targets in the passing game. Yeah, he had two catches, but still. If he does have only a bad three rushing targets. Game, like only 60 rushing yards, no touchdowns, he's not going to be able to make it up with the passing game.
This is true.
But it's the Jets, so, like...
They actually have a better run defense than people give them credit for, but that number is also skewed.
Because they're getting thrown on.
Exactly. They just get thrown on so much that nobody needs to run the ball. The thing about the Jets, though, is they actually... I don't think it was the most, but it was close to allowing the most receptions to running backs this year.
Yeah, they're out there.
So we'll move on to the wide receivers. Robert Woods, you're starting. Cooper Kupp, you're starting. How about Josh Reynolds? Is he worth a start this week in this good matchup? He's not worth a flex option against this Jets team?
Just because this game could get out of hand quickly.
I'd say this is probably the best week you could trust him, but I'm not saying that's 100%.
I'd rather play him in a possible shootout game than a game that's going to be like 30-3.
That is true. That is true. A fun little thing I heard. The Jets have scored on every single opening drive this year, but yet are last in the league in scoring. How does that make sense?
And Ace, man, knows how to script the first 8-10 plays, but after that, he's just winging it.
He's so good, man. So good. So we'll move on to, we can mention the tight ends. I don't think they're going to be of value in this game. Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett. Who do you trust more down the stretch?
Higbee.
You like Higbee?
Yeah. I don't like either of them, but if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Higbee.
Yeah, Higbee had his two straight weeks now. His snap count's finally above in the 80s. He's just not being involved in the offense too much. He's got a touchdown, though. I'd have to agree with you. He's out on the midfield more. I trust Higbee down the stretch if you got to roll out with one of these tight ends. So we'll move on to the next game. And this one's got potential for game of the week, maybe even game of the year with the news of Drew Brees finally coming back from his injury. We got the Kansas City Chiefs at the New Orleans Saints.
Holy shit, Kamara's going to be back, guys.
We think.
Oh, I mean, we don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, he wasn't back last week with the touchdown?
No, I mean just in the receiving game. Like, we're going to see, like, one of Alvin Kamara's classic 10 targets for 8 catches, 2 touchdowns. He's going to be good this week.
It's funny you say that because he had all of what you said last week, just not the touchdowns. He had 10 targets. He had 7 receptions for 44 yards, just no touchdowns.
Just now it's going to be consistent in the fantasy playoffs, man. I wish I made it.
Yep, and I just got news today that Michael Thomas is going to the IR. He's going to be done for the rest of the season, so smash Alvin Kamara, especially now with Drew Brees. But we should probably talk about the Chiefs first. Patrick Mahomes, you're starting him. I don't care what defense he's playing. Every time. He played the Dolphins last week, threw 3 picks, but he still had three touchdowns and over 300 passing yards. You're starting him. Plain simple.
Kill too.
Yeah, he's stupid. He's so fast.
And Travis Kelce.
At this point, Kelce is a wide receiver too. He's not even a tight end. This guy averages probably about 7 catches a game. It is stupid. He's got 2 straight weeks of double-digit targets, 4 straight weeks of 8 receptions. He's got 3 touchdowns in that 4-game stretch. He's too good, man. Those are the two people in this offense that I trust the most, though. Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, and Kelce. Do you trust Edwards-Helaire or Le'Veon Bell in this matchup?
I know Miles Sanders just went 100+ yards on him.
Don't forget about Hurts.
And Hurts, but that's quarterback. But I do not like them both this week.
Singletary touchdown. Nice. Yeah, Saints gave up 200-yard rushers last week. I don't see them doing it again. And the Chiefs are just not a running team. They just decide to throw the ball whenever they want. But we like Tyreek Hill. We like Kelce. Do we like anybody else like Watkins, Robinson, Hardman maybe? Because this has shootout potential.
Maybe Watkins.
Yeah, well, I think Watkins would be a decent dart throw. Yeah, that's probably it. So Mahomes, Hill, Kelce, plug it in. Edwards-Helaire and Bell. Who would you rather play? Edwards-Helaire or Watkins?
Edwards-Helaire.
All right.
He's starting to get the targets in the passing game now, finally.
There you go. There it is. If you had to choose between those two and a flex, it is Edwards-Helaire. So we'll move on to the Saints. Drew Brees starting.
Kamara,
do you trust Drew Brees?
Yep.
He is coming off a brutal injury with the collapsed lung, the broken ribs. That's all my concern is. He might throw even shorter passes now.
Alvin Kamara, man. Yeah, a 40-point game from him.
Yep, even more reason for Alvin Kamara.
Play him in DFS too, guys, even though the ownership's going to be insanely high.
I do have a question, though, with how much we expect Alvin Kamara to be involved in this offense, just because, I mean, it's going to be a lot. Do we like Latavius Murray?
As long Maybe. He's healthy. He's healthy, right? I mean,
with the shootout potential, yeah, he's Murray is playing.
Yeah, I think he could be a good flex this week, to be honest.
With this matchup.
Murray's going to be alive in the passing game, I think.
Yep, with this matchup. Michael Thomas being out. Yeah. They're down a receiver. I'd have to agree with you on that one. With them being down, Michael Thomas, though, do we like Emmanuel Sanders? He has been erratic. But as of late, I mean, he had a touchdown last week.
I mean, I could trust him enough to throw him at wide receiver 3 just because the chance of a shootout, and he's got to throw to somebody other than just Kamara.
Yeah, because if they key in on Kamara, he's going to have to find somebody else. But if it ain't Emmanuel Sanders with Drew Brees starting, how about Jared Cook? We might see him burst back out of the scene. He was having a good year with Drew Brees.
I'd probably wait a week.
Until he got injured.
Although the Chiefs do struggle against tight ends, so this wouldn't be the worst.
Yes, they do struggle against tight ends. Drew Brees does like throwing the tight end in the red zone, especially with Michael Thomas out. I could see Jared Cook falling into the end zone this game. And, I mean, throw Emmanuel Sanders in that wide receiver flex, wide receiver 3 flex position. I'd be okay with Cook. I know Ike's probably not. And you are playing Kamara and just reaping the benefits.
Woohoo!
A lot of people have been waiting to do that. So we'll move on to our next game then. The Cleveland Browns at the New York Giants. Spoiler alert, Daniel Jones is out. It will be Colt McCoy, Ike's favorite quarterback.
Avoid all Giants then.
Yes, avoid all Giants. The only one I think maybe worth a start, and that's only if they get good field position, would be Wayne Gallman falling in the end zone.
Yep.
I don't see Darius Slayton making a big play. I don't see Sterling Shepard making a big play. If they do, it's going to be all them. It's going to be all them. It's not going to be Colt McCoy throwing him a beautiful dime.
Unless it's Madden.
Unless it's Madden. But with Colt McCoy at quarterback, we are also going to be benching Evan Ingram. I don't trust him. I know you don't trust him.
That's correct.
So yeah, I mean you can start Gallman and that is it, guys. Unless you want to have a bad time. So we'll talk about Baker Mayfield. Ike, you want to talk about him? He's been hot lately.
This would not be the game to be starting him.
He's got 8 touchdowns in the past 3 games.
Giants defense is actually solid.
Bradbury.
They were able to stop Russell Wilson.
James Bradbury
and Kyler Murray.
Was put on the COVID list, though, so their guy that has been shutting down the receivers this year will not be playing.
I mean, Cleveland doesn't have a receiver you need to stop. You just need to stop the running game.
Oh, throwing some shade Jarvis Landry's way.
Plays in the slap, Bradbury wouldn't have gone there anyways. Bradbury's an outside guy.
I'd have to look at that.
Too
I don't
big
know if
and
he's...
physical to go in the slot.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's better options than Baker out there. It's just he has been on a tear, and if they get the run game going, you know, the play action.
Jalen Hurts over him any day of the week.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Jalen Hurts this week. I don't know about any day of the week, but I would go with Jalen Hurts this week. So we'll move on to the running backs. Nick Chubb, you're playing him. I don't care how good the Giants defense is. Nick Chubb is better. He just is. He's got 4 touchdowns in the past 3 games. He's only had 80 rushing yards the past 2 games, which isn't a lot, but he's getting in the end zone, and you love that. But the guy who everyone wants to kind of know about because of this huge game last week, Kareem Hunt. Is he worth playing in this matchup against the Giants?
The only reason he scored that many points last week is because he was in a shootout. I highly doubt he does that again this week.
I'm glad you said it because that was my thoughts exactly.
Probably going to go back to the norm, which is 10 to 12 points.
I really don't see Kareem Hunt having any value for the rest of the year unless they're in shootouts.
Sure, yeah.
And they play the Giants this week, the Jets next week, and Pittsburgh the final week of the season. So I don't know if Kareem Hunt.
That's going to be a shootout.
I don't know if Kareem Hunt is viable anymore in the year.
We'll see this week. We'll see this week. We'll see how they use him. Because Giants are going to be like playing the Jets, where they're probably going to be up running the ball a lot, where they won't have to pass, and that's going to be just like that next game. So
I could see that. This could also possibly be one of those games too, with Colt McCoy leading the charge, because they're not gonna get a lot of points.
Right.
So I think you're good starting both of them. Nick Chubb, solid RB1. I think Kareem Hunt's more of a flex RB2, low end RB2. Jarvis Landry though, he's been picking up the slack since Odell has been out. He has 3 games. Well, he was 1 target short last week of having 3 games as double digit targets. 6 receptions last week, 8 receptions in the 2 weeks before then. I think he's worth a start.
Flex?
Wide receiver 3.
Don't be surprised if he does bad.
I think he's one of those super not sexy plays this year. He's not fun to play, but he gets the targets, man. He's kind of like Cole Beasley in past years. With Odell out. Like, he only has 1 game of over 100 yards. Only 1 game of over 80 yards. But he's getting targets galore since Odell's been out. So I think he's viable as wide receiver 3 just because of the volume. Rashard Higgins, though. You think he's worth a flex option this week? He had 10 targets last week. He had 9 the week before. He's had 6 targets, 6 receptions, back-to-back weeks, and 2 touchdowns.
Probably not the game to be starting him.
Yeah, I think he got lucky with Baltimore last week just because it was a shootout to get the output he had. The one thing, like you said, though, with James Bradbury covering the outside, him being out, Rashard Higgins might be able to take advantage of that.
They're going to be running a lot. The Giants can't stop the run necessarily, so... Like you said, see a heavy dose of Nick Chubb, maybe Kareem Hunt. It's weird. The Browns are showing that they could play both ways. They could play in a shootout and hang in there, and they could just beat you down in the run.
The difference is they beat you down in the run and win, and then lose in the shootouts.
Yeah.
Oh, man, did I just see Jake Kumerov catching a pass for the Buffalo Bills?
First off, it's Jake Kumerov.
Interesting. But Austin Hooper, you're
Been
benching him
burned
this
too many
week.
times.
Yep, I don't trust him.
Watch that, dude.
Yep. So that's this game. Nick Chubb, good. Kareem Hunt, all right. Wayne Gallman, last resort.
This is my last resort.
Well, almost last game. Second to last, we
It's the
got
last
the
game.
Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals.
What
I
other games
think.
after this?
Touche. I was looking at the Thursday night game, Mike.
Was
You
gonna
got
say,
me
what the
there.
fuck?
You got me there. We're on our last game, and it is not a good one. The Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. I think this could be another quick one, honestly, for the Bengals side at least. I don't want to start anybody.
If you have to play Tyler Boyd and then T. Higgins in that order, probably in flex.
I actually trust T. Higgins more than Tyler Boyd at this point.
All right, that's a wash then, so don't start either of them.
Plus, you're going to have Ryan Finley starting this week. News of Brandon Allen's not going to be playing, so you got another new quarterback throwing the ball. So I don't trust any receivers.
Definitely don't be playing Giovanni Bernard.
No, please don't play Giovanni Bernard, and then definitely don't play Drew Sample.
Agreed.
So we'll move on to the Steelers and Big Ben. He struggled last week against who the hell did they play? Buffalo.
I
That
avoid
threw.
him this week too.
You don't like him against this great matchup in the
It's
Bengals?
not a good matchup.
Why is it not?
Bengals are actually somewhat good against quarterbacks.
I think that number skewed a little bit because of the run game, though.
What run game?
Teams run a lot on the Bengals, so they don't have to throw the ball.
Do
It's
they
kind of
though?
like the opposite of the Seahawks, where they throw so much and the run numbers are skewed. Yeah, I mean, remember we were talking earlier in the year they were fucking threw John Ross in the cornerbacks training because they were so fucking deprived of cornerbacks, and that's how he
Bengals
got hurt.
are middle of road scoring against running backs, against quarterbacks. Wow. Pretty low. Bottom half of the league. Only allowed just over 20 points a game to
Man, the Bengals, who the hell have they been playing lately?
quarterbacks. Right?
Jesus. I'd.
To go with that, Big Ben's average target of distance is like 5 lately, so I just don't like him. I think something's wrong with his shoulder. He's using it too much. Their bye week was like week 3. He's probably tired, man.
He probably is. My only argument is the Pittsburgh Steelers have no run game right now.
I just don't like the Steelers as a team, to be honest, right now. I don't think they're
Like
as good as their record shows.
James Conner only had 10 rushing attempts last week for 18 yards, and then Jalen Samuels only had 4 rushing attempts for 15 yards. Like, these guys aren't even cracking 80 yards rushing. Benny Snell had 3 for 14. There is no run game whatsoever, and I think it's just going to have to force Ben to throw it.
That's not good for them.
No, it's not good at all. But if he's forced to throw it, I think Juju Smith-Schuster is a good play this week.
Yeah, I like him more than Deontay Johnson.
Especially Deontay Johnson having this dropping problem.
Yeah, right.
Where did this come from? He got benched last week in the first half because he kept dropping the ball, and then came in the second half and he's a little better. But I mean, yeah, I trust Juju to have a good game, and then between Deontay Johnson and Claypool, I don't know who to trust there.
I don't want to play either of them this week.
I think Claypool could be due for a touchdown. I mean, he hasn't scored since week 11. I wouldn't be surprised. But out of those three, where would you put Eric Ebron in that list? I would put Juju first, And do you think because of this Deontay Johnson dropping problem that they Ben might be leaning more going Ebron?
I mean, he's been actually pretty good lately.
He had five
Last
targets
three
last
games,
week.
he's had 11 targets. But again, since Big Ben's arm is a little shot, that probably does help Ebron a little bit more in the red zone and stuff like that.
Yep, so I mean,
He might be a risky tight end play, but there's not many tight ends to play.
no, not many tight ends, and yeah, so I mean, I would play Ebron, I would play Juju, I would play Ben, and I don't know if I'd play a running back. Would you play a James Conner? I mean, you have
Yeah,
to.
I'd throw him in the flex.
All right, I think that was that's it. We're gonna call it a day because that's the last game. How you feeling, Ike? All those game previews.
Feel good, man.
All right, yeah. Well, we'll call it then. Thank you everyone for tuning in and listening to this week. Hopefully, we have helped you out enough to make a decision and help you win your fantasy playoff week this week if you're in it. If not, hopefully we help you make a decision to keep you out of last place. You can find me on Twitter at blike_Mike with two I's. I write the weekly trend article for Fantasy Six Pack every week. Comes out Monday. And I mean, this week I filled in for Dylan for his tight end streaming article. I don't know if you guys can find that, but if you want to, go ahead, give it a look. Ike, why don't you tell him where you're at?
You can go to my Twitter, which is Ike2121. I do the injury impact article. Sometimes I do the start sit, so check it out.
Go check it out, guys. And that will be it for our week 15 previews. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you
Peace.
later.
We're the three best friends that fantasy football could have. We're the three best friends that fantasy football could have. We're the three best friends that fantasy football could have. And we'll never, ever, ever, ever leave each other.